a surprise announcement from Mitt Romney today. He told supporters he will not run for president in 2016. So where does that leave the race for the White House on the Republican side? O.K. Henderson is news director of Radio Iowa in Des Moines, a state where the first votes will be cast in the Iowa caucuses about 1 year from now. She's with us from Des Moines. Welcome.
Hello.
So what do you make of this news from Mitt Romney?
It was both a surprise and not a surprise. The reality on the ground here was that people were starting to flock to other candidates. Yesterday, the big bomb dropped in that David Kochel, who had been a longtime ally of Mitt Romney's here on the ground, he ran his Iowa campaign here in 2008 and again in 2012. He has signed on with Jeb Bush's campaign. In talking with a lot of the Romney people who had supported him in previous campaigns, they were all looking at other candidates. I think that the election is going to be about the future, and those folks who had been in Romney's camp before were saying he really needs to articulate a message for the future, and they weren't yet hearing that.
Who is the front runner in Iowa at this point?
That's a very good question. There really isn't a front runner right now. Of course, establishment types are very interested in Jeb Bush's candidacy, but you also have somebody who made a big play on Iowa's stage this last weekend, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Right.
He's a neighbor. Iowans like neighbors. He has an interesting story to tell, and he's governing right now. I think one of the things that will be a hurdle for Bush to explain to Iowans is, after being out of office for so long, after having the Bush name, what is his prescription for the future?
What about Mike Huckabee? He has been very popular in Iowa in years past. He's just come out with a new book. He has relinquished his Fox News contract for the moment. What about him in Iowa?
Huckabee spent a lot of time here this past weekend. He had a private meal with some of the key people from his last campaign. Curiously, a couple of the people who were part of that gathering said, Huckabee has not yet asked me for my support. It will be difficult for Huckabee and also Rick Santorum, who won here last time around. People on the ground here in Iowa seem ready to move on and look for someone new. Huckabee is going to have to explain to those Iowa activists who helped him win in 2008 why he is the candidate for the future.
And why he'd be able to do better in the nominating process than he did last time around in other states around the country. There is a new face this time around, and that is Rand Paul. How's he doing in Iowa at this point?
Interestingly enough, Rand Paul is running a campaign that I see as a lot like George W. Bush's. Hmm. He doesn't appear at these multiple candidate events. He comes in on his own as sort of a rock star. He has a core of support from his father's past presidential campaigns here. He's met with evangelicals here. If the galaxy, if you will, of Republican stars who run for president stays as large as it is right now, that will be an advantage to him because he has this core of support already here.
Now, here we are a year away from the Iowa caucuses. How much of an infrastructure do you have to have in place at this point to really be competitive, if any at all, at this point?
You should have already been making phone calls into Iowa. You should have already been helping candidates on the ground here in the last presidential cycle. And some of these would-be candidates, likely candidates, have done that not only in 2012 but in 2010. Things are going to have to move pretty quickly here. The one advantage the candidates have is that the RNC has a new debate calendar that doesn't start in May like it did last time.
Right.
It starts in August. So they have a little bit more of a time lag here of making a decision. But I would see a lot of these people making their intentions crystal clear by the spring.
And to win support in Iowa, as we know, Republicans often end up tacking far to the right. Is Iowa harmful, do you think, to the process of picking a Republican nominee because they say things to win in Iowa that make them less competitive in a general election?
Well, I think one of the things that is shaping up here this year is that you will have candidates who appeal to the various segments of the party. And therefore, maybe a Jeb Bush does not come into Iowa and say things that he might not say in a general election because there will be such a crowded field that there will be a true conservative voice who emerges.
You're saying that it's possible you don't think Jeb Bush would compete in Iowa?
it could be that Jeb Bush won't compete. I think yesterday's signal that he has hired a major Iowa operative is a true signal that he will play here. He has to compete against family history, if you will, here. His dad, George H.W. Bush, campaigned here extensively in 1979 and wound up winning the 1980 caucuses. His brother came here in June of 1999 and campaigned and won the Iowa caucuses in 2000. So if he takes a different path, that would be something that he would have to explain in terms of the family history here.
One more question we have to ask about the Democrats, and it looks like, based on some news this week, that Hillary Clinton, if she does decide to run, may delay the start of her campaign for more time and not kick off until the summer. How would that play in Iowa, and what does that mean for her chances?
There, as you mentioned, is very little activity for Hillary Clinton here in Iowa. She hasn't been signing up big campaign operatives. The only activity that Iowa Democrats are seeing is from Senator Bernie Sanders, who's connecting with the party's liberal wing. You have former Maryland Governor O'Malley, who's hired a couple of people. She has not put a foot down in Iowa, if you will. She did a couple of campaign events here before the last election because there's no quote-unquote race shaping up for her here in Iowa. As yet, she really doesn't have to put her foot down here.
Okay, Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa in Des Moines, on this day when we hear that Mitt Romney is not going to run for president in 2016. Kay, thank you so much.
Thank you.